America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We are here. In fact, it is Tuesday. Juneteenth was yesterday. Shouts out to a holiday that we've seen evolve in front of our face for many years. And it's the idea that the slaves, when freed, were not notified in the state of Texas. To months later, shouts out to Candy Kids TV. Sis, you're welcome to come in. It was a great, great show we had this weekend. Michelle C came through and rocked it as per usual. Shouts out to Alfreda Jackson. And the title to the show today is Comedy Isn't Comedy If It Hurts Your Friends. And I want to publicly apologize to the Gossiping Heifers, man. And you know, I was gonna qualify my apology, but a qualified apology isn't an apology. I brought her online as we talked this past week, and I was joking about her son, and her son is a special needs child. And how dare I? It was not my intent in any way, but again, comedy isn't comedy if it hurts your friends. And so I realized that I may have lost a friend and a fan, and I'm sorry for that. With that, I just wanted to open with that. Thank you for supporting and being a great person to me. And you don't deserve what I did. So, definitely, it is right there at the top of the show. I'm opening the mic, man, today, as I reflect on Father's Day, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to publicly, you know, because I of course you can say whatever, people say stuff privately, and privately it doesn't matter. If the world doesn't know. So I'm doing a couple of things. First of all, thank you to my children. You know, I gotta say this. I really like my kids, man. Each and every one of them. From Hope down to Roxy. Each and every one of these people, man. That my children are Hope. My oldest. Devin. Which is 2, my only boy, Rochelle, which is 3/1, because she's the one in this house. Rochelle. Then we go Raina, Rihanna, and Roxy. My kids are my twins. Aren't they? Candid, aren't they very much? Let's see, 34, 30, 27, 22, 20, and 13. Those are my children. Happy Father's Day to you, Rodney Perry. Wow, just really, they took me out. You know, I love me some Papados. They took me out to Papados. What's up, Squeaky? They took me out to Papa Do's, and we had a great time. You know what? I always get great service at Papa Do's. On Father's Day, I get the one first-time young lady serving us, and it was just a tough day. We got through it. But goodness gracious, the one time I'm not paying for the meal, I can't even really complain. Welcome to the show, Rodney Perry Live. We're here every day. Shouts out to Father's Day. Mothers, mothers. What's up, Gumbo? Do all black men love Papa Do's? Anybody just checking in? We opened the mic with an apology to the gossiping heifers, man. I made a joke about her son being special needs, and I apologize. So if she's never going to see this because she said, right in Perry, I'm not fucking with your show no more. She did. And I believe her. I really do believe her. But if by some stretch of the imagination, I know who you are, Drummond. I know you're a Gumbo Podcast. You're welcome. Come in if you're available. Rod Minger. Shouts out to the great Rod Minger. Shouts out to, oh man, Brandon George. This dude did a joke. He did a joke. And thank you, Andromeda. This dude did a joke, and when I tell you, I don't know how he made his children. What's up, Kyra? Hey, Kyra Jackson, many, many years. He did a joke with the kids. Lynette King came through. Lynette King showed up. Table 25. Lynette, come on. Come on if you can. Let me put that right there. I would love to get Lynette's feedback on the show, man. Everybody did such a great job. Brandon George did a joke. He talked about his kids, his wife making him take the kids everywhere, and then they let the window down, and the kids was like, nigga, we right here. Was incredible. Yeah, gotta make a show. I just got a call from the Atlanta Comedy Theater, so I may be adding that to my schedule in July. I may be directing my first project. So my girl in drama, I might need your help, your guidance. I know you've been in this space before. That was hilarious. Such a great night of comedy. Name of the place is Table 25 in Douglasville. I don't go to Douglasville. How about that? It just always feel too far to me. Now when I first got to town here in Atlanta, and my buddy lives in Douglasville, so he put me up for shoot about 2 months. And I drove back and forth to Douglasville, and I was like, I don't like this place. I don't want to be out here like that. Kyra Jackson, appreciate it. Atlanta Comedy Theater. Told him I would hit him up soon. I should call him right now. Is it far? But it was worth the trip. Yeah, you know what? The show was outstanding. Michelle C. Let me talk about this lady, man. Michelle C. is a funny young lady. And I'll be low-key trying to take credit for Michelle C. being dope. Because Michelle C. took my improv class. But notice, Michelle C. is her own comedian. And this is what Michelle C. is. She's driven. She's going to get somewhere, whether you like it or not. She probably sold 17 sticks of lipstick out there. I seen a nigga with some glitter on his face. Great night. Great night of entertainment. Got some hot topics. First of all, I don't even want to say this story. I want to say it. Okay, 64-year-old Penn State professor charged after admitting to sexual intercourse with a dog. What the hell is going on? What in the hell is going on? Ladies and gentlemen, if you ask, you say or receive. Fabulous actor. She came out to the show. And this is the thing. Lynette be everywhere. Like, you might catch Atlanta, Kansas City. Just, Lynette will pull up. She ain't going to tell you. She ain't going to ask for no free tickets. She's just going to pull up, buy a ticket, eat some chicken wings, and have a good time. Lynette, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Is that a dog?
Yeah, it's my poodle.
Oh.
Yeah, I got toy poodles. I got like three of them.
First that of are all, ready for rehome. Hold, stop right there. These lines on your shirt is making your breasts 3D. And I don't know if I want to be a part of it.
Hold on. Here we go.
Thank you, Jesus. Cover it up. I ain't got time for that. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
Man, first of all, thank you. Thank you. Seeing your face in the place was nothing short of amazing.
Well, thank you.
You know, when I walked around, I was like, wait a minute. I know. Lynette in the building, son! Yo, what'd you think of the show?
It was a blast. Yeah, I had a blast. It was great. The food was great. The atmosphere was great. The comedians were amazing. I really enjoyed it. Especially when the kids started yelling.
Can we look forward to you putting on your comedy hat?
You actually can. I'm looking into doing that soon. Someone has actually asked me to open for them. So
get out of here.
In Atlanta.
Now, acting has helped my comedy. Will comedy help your acting, you think?
Yes, I know for a fact it will, because whenever I can do an open mic, sometimes I like to do a little comedy because it helps my acting. Because comedy helps your comedic timing when it comes to acting.
Indeed. Timing is everything. All right. So wait a minute, Lynette. I pride myself in having some moments, some dramatic moments in my show. Any thoughts, any critiques? And I'm open. I'm open. Open book live right here on TV, right here on here, right now.
You know what? You do very well with your dramatic moments. You go all in, you go to the edge, and you jump. And nothing is worse than watching someone go to the edge, look over, and then back away. So
wow, how about that? The back away.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an extreme compliment. Thank you. So let me ask you this, Lynette, have you ever directed?
I have done some directing.
Can you give me some? So I'll be directing my first project this year. And what's your best piece of advice?
My best piece director? Of advice would be to keep control of the set, but never stray away from allowing the actor to have some type of expression. Let them have some type of, you know, in their character. Be open to receive what they have to say about their character.
That's very dope. And I consider myself an actor's director, even though I've directed people before at different sketches and stuff, but never a full-length feature. But that's a great note, man. The control, because I've seen directors lose control of a set, and I've seen that, like, for me, I very rarely get a note. You know, I want a director to go, hey, that's dope, try this. Right. And is that me? Or I believe that, like, a lot of directors are technical directors. They shoot well, but they are not necessarily the person that's going to give you a note. You know what I mean? What's your thoughts?
Well, sometimes they want to redirect just to see how it's going to look. Because they want options. And sometimes a note doesn't mean you did anything wrong. 9 times out of 10, a note doesn't mean you did anything wrong.
Right.
So, you know, as actors, we get nervous when we see the director walking up to us and we're like, oh my God, we starting to swim. Please don't fire me, because they'll let you go. But it just means they want to see other options. That way they can have more to, you know, to choose from.
Well, you're welcome to stay, Lynette, but I know you're busy. I want to pull you all in here all day. We'll only be on 45 more minutes, but if you got to go, just hit the button and get on out of here. And man, to see your face in the place.
Well, thank you. Wow. I'm glad I joined your podcast and I heard it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything. Let me go on out there. And it was a truck, because, you know, I live up in Tucker. So it was a big of a journey.
you was 4,500,000 miles away.
Yes, sir. I was almost in Alabama. Might as well be.
But you pulled up in Kansas City, too, though.
I did pull up in Kansas City. Yes.
You be, let me tell you something. Lynette be out there in these streets. You hear me? How did your friend enjoy the show?
Yeah, and because I'm here to support. I'm a person that's going to support. I'm here to support everybody, comedians, actors, painters, all artists, because we need that support to keep going.
I think my next, like, personal endeavor, I'm thinking about throwing an improv show. Would you come and play?
Of course. You know, I graduated from Second City. So, of course.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Yeah, I want you to come and play. So, we'll talk about it. Lynette, the actor, king.
Oh, yes.
Well done.
Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you later.
I no doubt. Lynette King came through. Table 25, outstanding, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, one of my favorite humans. Fellow Virgo. She come on here, long hair, short hair. It don't matter. Welcome to the show. One Act Drama. What's up, Drama? You up?
Oh, there
you go. You muted.
My mic was muted.
Yes. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. All right. All right. All right. So, great show this weekend. We missed you.
Let me tell you how dog tired. So, you know, Thursday I flew to Dallas to drop my son off to his daddy. My flight was delayed by almost 2 hours. So we didn't get in until like 2 a.m. Then Lyft and Uber were charging $180 because it was so. Yes, but I said, I wonder if I took the airport shuttle to the rental car place, got an Uber for $40 just by going 2 miles on the
away. You wasn't at the airport no more.
Yep, because I wasn't where the congestion, where everybody was trying to get a car. So I did the same thing too. When I had to go back Friday to the airport, I took the Uber to the
rental car place.
Yeah, because it was like $100 difference.
That is crazy.
So tip, y'all, if you ever at the airport, take one of them shuttles to a hotel or
somewhere
else. Especially
if it's a surge, you want to get away from the surge.
Mm-hmm. And most likely the rental car place and hotels are still at the airport, but away from the people.
Right. How about that?
So yeah. And then so then I came back Saturday. I got back Saturday morning because that flight, because of storms all up in that middle section.
Uh-huh.
Everything was delayed. And then they had an emergency situation. Somebody breached security at the DFW airport on my way back. So they shut down my terminal for like 3 hours. It was the worst travel experience I've ever had.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So a flight that should have taken me max airport to airport with waiting time, probably 5 hours, took me like 11 hours to get back on Saturday morning. Then I had a show Saturday night in Augusta. So I literally landed, had enough time to sleep for like 4 hours, and then I had to drive to Augusta to get ready for my
family. I'm not mad at Augusta. That probably was a great, great night. So, who's you working with?
MJ Moody, Sir Cedric, and this white comedian, John Brown. We had to
turn people
away.
You be finding some comedians, boy. You be out there. But look, you like Lynette. You going to tell, you like Candy Kids TV. You going to tell some jokes.
And that show paid very well, too.
Oh, good for you. So let me ask you this, Andromeda. I'll be putting on my director's hat really soon. What's your tips? You know, because I know you are a production girl. You know your ins and outs of a set.
Have a good PA. good PAs are integral. That's who keeps everything running, make sure everybody's in place. PAs are very, and ADs to manage your script and make sure everybody's where they need to be. PA and AD. That's finding them people first. That's what's going to get you together.
What about a DP?
I mean, yeah, you got to be able to shoot it. You need to look good, but they can't run the behind the scenes. They just going to run the camera. They're behind. The DP going to do it. They only got one job. Your AD and your PA got a million jobs.
Got it. Hey, I was thinking about you when I read this headline. Nicki Minaj got a breast reduction.
That's because she got them big old jugs put in, like you trying to get me to do.
First of all, ain't nobody trying to get you to do nothing. I just said that a small D would be good for you.
That's probably what she had. And you see she got rid of them.
You think?
Yeah.
She was way bigger than that.
That's because she gained weight.
I guess.
I might want to get a little thick, and you trying to get me to get this ample bosom, and it's going to get bigger when I get bigger.
I'm not going to have this conversation no more. Ja Morant, 25-game suspension. They saying the gun might have been a toy gun, but he brandished a gun on a video. I mean, what's your thoughts about this guy, man?
He's an idiot.
Whoa.
You got too much money to be out here still. And I get he young. He needs handlers. His mama or whoever he close with in his family.
His daddy be with him everywhere.
Clearly not in the car.
Wow.
He needs people that are vetting the people around him, that are making sure he is in good hands. He need better friends. He need better friends. Because there's no way I would do something like that around my friends.
Did you see this? B. Simone and her friends got robbed. They broke in her car in Oakland.
Why you leave all that stuff in your car in any city?
You know what? I've been guilty of that before, though. Like, I'm in Columbia, South Carolina. I got probably $10,000 of shit I used to carry around. I had a camera. You know, you be walking around. You had your camera. You got your laptop. And I had thousands of dollars. And they broke in my car. Went to a strip club. And turned out my car is just outside of the camera view.
Of course.
They broke in my car. This is what you need to have. Everybody on the broadcast and whoever for life you listen to this, do this. You need renter's insurance. Even if you're a homeowner, get renter's insurance. It's the only thing that covers the contents of your car. Like, car insurance covers the car itself. If somebody hits your car, if somebody steals your car is covered. Renter's insurance covers the contents, anything in your car, your camera, your cell phone, your computer, your laptop, your clothes, anything in your car can fall under that purview. And you can recoup, you know, like $20,000 worth of stuff.
Okay. I never get the renter's insurance because I use my Amex and they cover it.
What are you talking about? What do you think I'm talking about?
You talking about a rental car?
No.
Renter's insurance on your car you pay for?
No, I'm talking about renter's insurance for your where you live.
Oh, like yeah. You rent. Gotta have that these days. See, I can tell you a homeowner. You don't even know. That's a requirement. You can't rent somewhere without renter's insurance in apartments these days. They won't even rent it to you.
Really?
No. And as a matter of fact, my
But did you know it covered the contents of your car, your vehicle?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
That's true.
But does it have to be at home when it's broken into, or can it be anywhere?
No, it can be anywhere in the world. It's your car.
Okay, didn't know that.
I hate this story, Rama. 64-year-old Penn State professor charged with admitting to sexual intercourse with a dog.
I ain't never seen a dog that cute.
How about this? Was it a boy dog or a girl dog? And if it was a boy dog, is he gay?
Gay is the least of his worries. That is a minimum.
Andromeda, you're a comedian. Have you ever said the wrong thing?
I always say the wrong thing.
Really?
I don't have a filter. Wait, you mean like on stage?
on stage, online, something that people can feel like again, last week we're on here, we cracking jokes about kids and F them kids and all that stuff. And before I realized that I made a very off color joke to a person I consider a friend in the gospel heifers. And I'm not gonna make no excuses. It was wrong. So the question is, have you ever done something like that?
Oh no. As D-Lay says, I'm a kind comic. I like to have a good time. So
I'm generally a kind comic.
Yeah, I generally don't. Now I had a heckler one time, and once you become a heckler, I don't give a about you. So I definitely went all the way left to the point where he left. It was hilarious.
Right.
So yeah, in that situation, but he started it. So who cares?
He started it. I've only lost two fans in my career. I remember vividly, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm after the show, I'm hustling merch. And a lady comes up to me. She says, "Oh my God, Rodney Perry, I'm a fan. Can I get a picture?" And I was like, "Just absolutely. But hold 1 second. Let me take care of this." And I saw her face drop. She became sad and she just walked off. And I got friends be like, "Man, fuck her." You know, I'm like, "No. You don't know what it's like when you lose a person." And I saw myself lose that person. And, you know, I felt like that last week when the gospel heifers came on. She was like, "Get your ass out of here, Rodney Perry." So I hope we can at least mend our relationship a little bit. She don't have to come on here and be friendly no more, because you know, yeah, she might not be able to do that because it's not cool. Quincy Jones went into the hospital. Quincy Jones come around that last curve.
He went to the, who took him, his boyfriend or his girlfriend?
Hold on, lady. Are you serious? We just talked about not saying stuff like that, drama.
That man said himself he had he like a little boy Boosie.
When he said that?
In his book.
Don't nobody read Quincy Jones' book.
Well, you might want to. A lot in there. You had a lot in him, too.
Wow. Quincy Jones, 90 years old. I guess over a lifetime of 90 years, maybe you take a little stab at some booty hole.
He got bored. I guess you get bored after a while.
Do you get bored?
I ain't never going to be that bored. I just lay down. When I get bored, I just lay down, take a nap.
What you do?
Take a nap.
You go lay down?
Yeah, when you get bored, just lay down.
You can't look, be bored. Travis say, "Come on, Andromeda. You ain't got to do that." Wait a minute, Andromeda. Candy Kiss TV just laughing. All right. Juneteenth, man. First of all, June went from nothing to crowded. It's Pride Month. It's Juneteenth on the 19th. It's Father's Day. First of all, they hijacked Father's Day. Ooh. Okay. They just took Father's Day as an afterthought.
Who hijacked it?
Why don't we treat fathers like mothers, Andromeda?
I treat my daddy better than my mama.
Really?
Yeah, I love my daddy. I love my mama too. But my daddy is different.
You a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. Wow. So what did you do for him? What is he like?
My daddy don't need nothing. Nothing.
No, he don't have to need it to get it.
My daddy is very simple. My daddy just want to see your face. And I surprised him and went to see him. And gave him a car. My dad. Now that's what. If you don't get my daddy no cars, you don't love him. That's how he feels.
And you, all you had to do is go to the damn grocery store, get me a car.
Yeah. If you don't get a car, he is. I accidentally didn't send him a car for his birthday last year. First time I've ever not gotten him a car since I've been old enough to buy a car, and he was. That was the first time my dad told me he was hurt. He was
really.
He was genuinely hurt. Like, and he never said anything. It was Thanksgiving and we were talking. It was like, we got to Thanksgiving and he was like, I want to talk to you about something. And I was like, well, he was like, you didn't get me a card for my birthday. And I was just kind of sitting on the phone. I was like, what? He was like, you didn't get me a card. And that really hurt me.
It was serious.
Yeah. I said, are you afraid? He was like, yes, you've never not gotten me a card since you were a teenager. He was hurt.
Wait a minute. Travis said his kid tried to take him to the Waffle House.
Waffle House is expensive. First of all, let's start there.
How about that?
It's $4 for a waffle. And I know you want more than a waffle because you're a grown man and you're probably trying to get orange juice and coffee because that's how daddies do.
My kids balled out. They took me to Papa Do's.
Oh, black men love them some Papa Do's.
I love me some goddamn Papa Do's. Get the same shit every time. I try to look at the menu and look around and see. Give me my Mississippi catfish appaloosas.
Oh, see, I get the little crab things are sauteed with a bed of rice underneath. Mm.
That's I don't want that. I don't even like oysters. I eat them bitches.
I ain't eating it. To me, an oyster,
I figure like
an
this.
Oyster as a woman is like eating a vagina. I just can't do neither one.
First of all. Stay out of my business. Anyway. He said, I ended up at Crab du Jour and paid for everything. You know what?
Got you.
The kids too young, dog. My kids pooled their resources. They even hit the girl with a substantial tip.
Okay.
I was really impressed with them this weekend. Shouts out to Hope, Devin, Rochelle, Raina, Rihanna, and Roxy. They rocked out with your boy this weekend. Shouts out to my children, man. Good people. That's all you can hope is that kids be good people, right?
That video was hilarious that your daughter did.
Do I got it on here? God dang it. Hold on, let me see if I can put it up. That's from last year. So last year, I wanted them to do something that was like personal, you know, that I can, you know, look at years from now and be like, okay, that was hot. And hold on, is this it? Let me see if I can get it up here so y'all can see it. Why don't I blow my nose, though? Goodness gracious. All right. While that's loading up, what do your father have anything that he's never, like there's things that I never have gotten and even bought for myself. Like, does he have anything that he might like that you like, you know, dad might like that?
So my daddy, one of them people, everything he like, he get it before he even tell you he like it. So you can't get it.
I'm guilty of that.
But my daddy had never flown before. So I put him on his first flight a few years ago. So now I like once a year try to fly him somewhere because that's his new favorite thing.
He liked to probably brag to his friends. You know, my baby girl sent me to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he'd be so excited to tell people. The first time he flew, he was so proud of himself when he landed in Dallas. He was like, that was all right. That was all right. I like that.
Come on, Pops.
He loved it. But 65, he had never been on a plane. He loved it. Well, now he's 75, but.
So you can't be the oldest with a 75-year-old dad.
No, my older brother is 55.
You got a 55. Your brother my age almost. Or you're a little younger.
Yep, 55, 50, and 48. And then me.
Get out of here. You got the last little remnant to see me.
Yeah, I got the last little help. I got the sperm that was about to be expired, but they made it a little
stupid.
Bit.
You're
so that's
stupid.
Why I'm a little
I'm not about
old.
To do this with you.
I got the last batch of good sperm.
Goodness gracious, this ain't it.
No, don't wrong. Upload the wrong video and I have Miss Rodney Perry up here.
Huh?
Don't upload no video of Miss Rodney Perry twerking now. She gonna be mad.
You know what? My wife better not show up on this motherfucker twerking. She kill me. Okay, here you go. Almost got it. Tell you what, drum, this is what we're gonna do. Let's take a break. We come back more with the great one act drama. Always a welcome addition. Sylvia Crawford said it's a lasting memory. She's out of control today. That's what they say. Miss Drama is definitely out of control. Fellow Virgo, fellow, I love, you know what? I'm a product of many dads. You know, I got a two stepfathers and a biological father. And I cut all this in my one man show. I started to show off with that the other day. But wow, how about that? Really, that's what we're doing? But let me not go into something else. Let me take a break and come back. More show, Roddy Perry. Let's go. What's it?
Yeah. I'm an actor in an ad that was given 12 seconds to remind you that if you're high, just don't drive. Because if you feel different, you drive different. It's illegal to drive high everywhere anyway.
What up, y'all? It's Michael Sean. And I know you want to be a podcaster. You want a successful podcast. You want to give your views and opinions, but you just don't know how to do it correctly. That's why you got to hit up ShawneeScott.com. You want to be on radio and you want to know how to build your radio career. ShawneeScott.com. She's done all of this. I've worked alongside her for years, and I will tell you the information that she can give you is on a value level that I can't even put a price on it. All you have to do is go to ShawneeScott.com. Your future, right now. That's it. Michael Sean. Yay.
Shouts out to Shawnee Scott. Shouts out to the great Michael Sean. And joining us today, Miss Michelle C. She
What's going
put her
on?
Face on.
No, I just put my glasses on and washed my face.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Let's see what she's looking like today. Okay, Michelle C. You know, I noticed I never tripped off your glasses till like this weekend. I'm like, why Michelle C. got some fire ass glasses on?
I hate wearing glasses, but if you're gonna get them, at least get something that's kind of fly.
You know what? Have you ever considered LASIK surgery?
I have, but I'm terrified of it.
What? Ask me anything. I've done it. I've had it. My eyes are just starting to change again.
Okay.
After almost 17 years.
But how bad was your vision?
I got an astigmatism. My eyeball is oval. Nigga, I couldn't see at night. I couldn't read no teleprompter. That shit changed my life.
Okay. Well, so, you know what? I'm blind enough, so I feel like I don't want to mess with my eyes. I'm just like, I'm already blind. You can't take the little vision I do got left.
This is the thing. All people tell you not to get motherfucking LASIK, sell glasses. Okay?
Okay.
So this is what happened. As a doctor, before, first of all, they do thousands of these surgeries. So if they do fuck your eyes up, it's one in 1 million. They fuck you up. But it can happen because it's a surgery. So let's look at it. LASIK surgery, it's the same thing you do when they dial in your prescription, but they dial that into the laser. So. When they go, okay, you see this, see that, what you see, this, that, they do that, but it's more intense. You lock that in, program that thing into the laser, and they shape your cornea. Right? Well, actually, they make an incision on the small film over your eye, and they shape your cornea. So they pull that back, that flap. And then they leave that motherfucker right back on top of it. And it takes some time here. You can't rub it on your eye and shit. But I say all that to say, crystal clear. Immediately, Michelle.
What was the recovery time? Like, did your eyes hurt or?
They were a little irritated and you want to rub them, but you can't.
Okay.
The only scary part for one split second, you go completely black.
Oh.
Yes. Like, you go like motherfucking, you go black at this goddamn screen around this thing. You go completely black, and you're like, what the fuck have I done?
Oh.
That's the scary part.
If that's anything. Extremely scary. I'll be done thought like these niggas done killed me.
Oh shit, we got to be off the screen. You got to eat.
She like this.
Like a nasty little. It's probably my fault because I'm snotting this shit more.
Now pass
right.
It over you.
Steve, welcome to the show. How are you?
All right.
Fabulous, fabulous set this weekend. It was a pleasure to watch you work, man. How do you develop material?
Life experiences and stuff. You know, I'm going to tell you what my experiences come from. People that irritate me, it turns into material. If you get on my nerves, you know, say something that pissed me off, oh, you're going to be material on stage.
So Michelle C., one act drama, she said she wants to live in a world where when niggas lie, it affects them. So if your ass is cheating, you should lose an inch. And everybody thinking she's talking about the inch on his penis. No, she wants the nigga to be an inch shorter in height.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, lose an inch off your hairline. Lose an inch, you know. And I was like, oh, wow. What if you could see somebody that's been lying?
If I could see them a mile away, oh, man. That would save everything.
That would save everything.
I'm sorry, a bunch of little people. Me just is insensitive. Sorry, little people.
Well, sure.
You know what?
But I tell you what, if a little person ever tried to holler at me, I know he a cheater.
But look, maybe he was already little. But look, so I was telling my wife, I had a little woman hit on me. She's like, you always want to, Travis said he's 6'3", so he got some height to spin. No, but I had a little woman, you know, like, so I'm seated, we taking a picture, she nestled her little person booty right into my crotch area, and for a split second, I wonder, I might have gave it all up.
They be cheeked up. Them little people booties be big, the men and
yeah.
It was,
now they dropped that Duncan on.
Huge, like I seen drama in real life, and you got a cute little booty. This lady was, her booty was easily three times your booty size. She was short, so it was like she was your height, and somebody grabbed her head and mashed it down, and it all ended up in a booty area.
Right. They mashed the height into her booty.
Here's a question, ladies. Would you go on Naked and Afraid?
Hell no.
Mm-mm. Why not?
No, man. Mm-mm.
What I gotta be afraid of first?
They gonna stick your ass in the jungle for 21 days.
Or is it a nigga version of Naked and Afraid?
I mean, what would be a nigga version?
Man. Were you the only woman?
Cockroaches, real shit. Drive-bys.
What you mean, real shit? It's real. If they leave you in a jungle,
all black people gonna die in the jungle.
I don't know about all of them, but I don't want to be in no damn jungle.
put me in nigga situations. Don't put me in Caucasian situations.
You know what? First of all, I'm not about to entertain that. Okay, you can't even talk about nigga situations on the day after Juneteenth.
That's the perfect time to talk about it.
It's nigga season.
Oh, God. Tis the season.
Tis the season to be niggering? Uh-uh. I don't know about to do this with both of y'all. All right. No, me and my wife was thinking like, because first of all, I don't get to watch TV in this house. I pay the mortgage. I make sure everybody eat. And I had to sit and watch whatever that lady watching up there whenever I get in the room. She watching Naked and Afraid. And then we was like, could you survive, not even Naked and Afraid, could you survive in your house for 21 days? No TV, all no creature comforts, except, you know, I mean, you'll still have AC and stuff like that, But you can't, no contact with the outside world with one person.
Michelle, I can. Yeah. As long as I got pencil and paper, some music, I'm good. I don't have to have TV, music, pencil and paper.
Where you get music from? That's just electronic.
I can sing. I make my own damn song.
You would make up your own music?
Hell yeah. I got to do
what
something.
What song
to keep
would
my
you start name. With?
I don't shit anything. I'm sick of being lonely.
Uh-oh, Travis got the show Naked in Decatur.
Nigga shit.
That's it right there.
Drama, could you make it? Do you think you could survive in a house with your significant other for 21 days?
Leave his ass out. Leave
he got to go.
I don't want him in the house with me. Go by, let me be by myself in the house.
I saw my first Naked and Afraid with a couple. Because usually they put you with another person, but it ain't your woman or your man.
Yeah,
so
let me
this,
pick my person.
Huh?
Let me pick my person. Don't. If I had a man, don't put me with my. Well, I might actually like my.
Here's
man.
The question: you on Naked and Afraid with your significant other? Do you give them some at some point?
All the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're naked and afraid, you're looking at it all the time. Why wouldn't you?
First of all, they had mud all over that. I mean, it was just too much. I was like, man, you mess around.
Seven, and that's your only option. Dirt, leaves, ocean. You just going to pick the best possibility at that time and get it cracking.
No, but you get it cracking. I mean, I get the idea of getting it cracking. But here goes, ladies.
Stand up and do it. You ain't got to
No, you ain't got no. You can't be wasting no energy fucking people.
That energizes me. Waste the energy. Motivate me. You ain't never had a little vagina motivate you to want to do better?
Always.
Right, exactly.
That might be what they need.
Get you out there, motherfucker, fighting a lion and shit.
Mm-hmm. See, now dinner is served.
I be weaponizing.
Hey, King say job. It's gonna stink after a few days.
He ain't gonna know because he's
you ain't gonna smell it because you're gonna get used to the smell.
Both of y'all stink.
Right.
We stink.
Just stinking together.
Wow. Hey, my name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Hot topics on the day. John Moran got 25 games of suspension. Nicki Minaj, breast reduction. B. Simone got robbed. Quincy Jones, 90 years old.
Wow.
One Act Drama say, well, is he messing with boys or girls? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not about to ask that. I don't want to know. Like, here's the magical thing about being gay. And I'm not gay. But you can just not say you gay. You know what I mean?
Okay. Uh-huh.
You can be gay and just, it's a secret. Like somebody said, the gay struggle and the black struggle are the same. I said, not true.
Mm-mm.
Because as a black man, I'm always black. As soon as I hit the room, they go, this is a black dude. When you gay, you don't have to admit you gay. Now, you can have telltale signs.
So what's the telltale signs?
Don't do that.
If you expose this side of your hand for any reason, if you be like, Drama, you sleepy. Okay. Drama is up in, you know, you like you driving and you just let the window down. That baby tired.
I had a great day yesterday.
Speaking of great days, Michelle C., mm-hmm. Is your father still with us?
No.
Okay, so what do you do for Father's Day with your daddy gone? Or do you just kind of go get away from social media stuff?
I don't do nothing. I live life like I always do.
Right. You know why I brought this up is, of course, this is our first Father's Day without my friend David Arnold. And as we approach today, I was really feeling some type of way. And, you know, I text his wife and his children to let them know that, you know, we were thinking about them. And they sent me a little note that was really dope. But, I mean, I always wonder, man, because, you know, nobody really looks out for people that have lost a parent, you know. And I wonder if I'm being a good friend, you know, in that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, everybody likes to be checked on, because that's the, for me, in my opinion, like, when you can not talk to somebody for years, but if they just randomly check on you, that's the type of friend you want.
How about that? Well, freaking said. Hmm. Hold on, let me do this.
Did you get the video?
What video are you talking about? I'm saving it right now.
His daughter?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's coming up. I totally forgot about it, and then now I'm getting it again. Where y'all at? Shit, I can't even see y'all. Oh, there y'all go. All right. I'm still working on this doggone video. Where is it? Boom. Who's talking to me? Oh, there you go. Boom. It'll be in a couple seconds. Let's see. Terry King. That was a dope video. Thank you, Terry King. I'm about to play it over here in a second. Ba 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 da 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 da. What is this? Ladies, would you tolerate this?
All right, so this man just got a knee BL. And no, that's not what it's called, but that's what we're going to call it. This is a cosmetic procedure where they essentially can saw your tibia or your femur in order to put a metal rod inside, which eventually allows your bones to expand so that way you can get maximum height. This man was 6 foot when he started, and now he's going to be 6'6". His wife is 5'9". So I want to know, all you short kings out there, would you consider doing this procedure? Drop a comment. I'm going to react to some of these because I find it entertaining.
Mm. Ladies, I mean, we talk about getting mad at dudes for lying, but isn't this the ultimate lie? You think you done married a nigga that's 6'6", and he really motherfucking 5'5", and you think your kid's going to be tall? Is this not the ultimate lie?
I think
that's one lie I'm okay with.
You okay with that?
I'm okay with that lie, cause I have a lot of short men trying to holler. I don't want no short men. If you 6 foot and above, we good. And as long as you don't trip over.
First of all, you tall, ain't you, Michelle? See, how tall are you? Exactly.
5'9".
You 5'9" tall. That's a tall woman. So So little dudes be what they be saying?
I don't know. I don't listen to them. They little peons. But I ain't got nothing wrong.
So you ain't never gave a little man no nookie.
No, I'm a heightist. I don't do short men.
Wow.
Like, we can be friends, but I can't date you because I can't respect you.
Andromeda says she don't want no tall ass man.
Well, cause she's short.
I don't want no surgically enhanced tall. Because here's the thing. This is new. So when in 15, 20 years, I will be 55, 60 years old. I don't know what
first of all, his body. It ain't gonna be that long.
I gotta take care of you with them bionic ass knees. I don't know how that's gonna turn out in the end. Just like these booties, somebody got to wipe them when they were 80. Somebody,
what the new booty gotta do with wiping it?
Who wanna wipe these big old booties y'all done bought? Who wanna deal with that?
Who want to deal with that?
I'm okay with it as long as he don't walk like the 10 man and he don't tip over.
But you don't know that. And
I said, that's what I'm saying. If he don't.
And you get it, it's different. When you 65 and got to carry this metal around in your leg.
Right.
And then if arthritis set in the real part of your leg and you still got this fake part of your leg.
Okay. But, let's really look at it.
If they can, so if they can the make you taller,
they can make your penis longer.
True. They got those too. They got those enhancements.
Where they got that at?
They do. They have dick enhancements where they can make it longer.
They pump it up.
Mm-hmm.
No. A pump is another thing. Because I met an old man at a comedy club. He said he had a pump, and he said he was killing these young girls.
So they got a Reebok pump on the dick?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Guys have erectile dysfunction and they have a penis pump surgically added. Oh. And the button is right where the taint is.
It don't hurt.
That's what he told me.
So it don't hurt when he's trying to squeeze it?
This is the thing. The only thing you will know as the woman is he got
an erection. I'm on the phone.
I'm too childish because he'll be on me and I'll be reaching around going.
You ain't going to know.
I'm going to pump it up some more.
All right, here go the video. This is my daughter, Rihanna. She made this for my last father. Not this year, but last year.
I got a concept I'm thinking about. This way out there. Most people are good looking, right? Would you agree? Like, most people are good looking people. Look around the room. You hard pressed to find somebody that really you don't mess with visually. Most people are good looking, but this is the thing about good looking people. If you see a good looking, like this lady right here, I'm looking at her, I'm saying to myself, that's a good looking woman. But guess what? I've seen your face like 50 times in my life. God duplicates good looking people, ma'am. I know I've seen 4 or 5 women look just like you. But an ugly person. Think about the ugliest person you've ever seen. Guess what? You ain't never seen them again.
Okay, with clothes on, but naked. Some bullshit going on up here. You know what it is, ladies? Big men don't know they're big. I just found out I was big last week. Tell you, I found out where to go shoot some basketball. Got there late as I got there. They picking teams. They're like, man, we got you, and we got you, big man. I'm like, big man?
Who the fuck is he talking to?
I got some clues to let you know you big if you don't know you big. If you get winded doing everyday activities. I was on my cell phone the other day. My boy was like, nigga, are you running?
I dress 10 times better than you.
Not with them Gucci daddy shorts on.
Your shorts shorter than mine.
Yeah, you got me there.
First of all, let me just say this, folks.
I'm starting to get excited, bro.
Enjoy yourself.
If you need me, I'm going to be by the bar.
Calm down, John. Let's see how you did that.
Look at me. I'm one of the people.
Johnson, returning Saturday, August 5th on Bounce.
Saturday, August 5th, your boy's back on Johnson. Appreciate those guys for letting me be a part of that show.
I love Johnson. RD
coming back. Ladies, again, always a pleasure to chat with y'all in the mornings. Michelle C., what's happening, man? What's going on? What's going on?
I got a show coming up July 15th. If anybody's interested, we got the very first Comedy Versus. It's going to be at Uptown Comedy Club. Get your tickets. You can get it on Eventbrite or you can get it directly from me. Just hit me up in the DM at Candid Kisses TV, KandidKisses TV.
Candid Kisses TV. Easy to find. The first Versus. I love this concept. But I can't.
Listen, I got some vets in the game that's going, and they going to act a whole fool. Double D and Mario Torrio. Oh, come on now.
Oh, yeah, they both stupid. One Act Drama, how do we stay in touch with you? What's happening over there? What you got? You better do some fly.
My daughter dog just threw up.
Oh, dang.
That's what I was watching. Anyway. She doing it again. Okay. So Thursday, if you know anybody in Guantanamo Bay, I'll be there. Slaney's Joe.
When you leave?
Thursday. I leave Thursday. First show Friday, second show Saturday.
Get out of here. So you're going over there with Dugard. Who else is going?
Steve White?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Steve White in years. Wow.
Yep.
So that's dope. So you're going to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, 2 shows?
Yep, 2 shows.
And come back?
No, we come back Tuesday. They're giving us a little extra day. So we do show Friday, Saturday. And then they got like a whole itinerary they sent us. They got like a boat ride schedule. It's like bomb stuff.
Okay.
We get the tour. Like, it's bomb. They got a whole little shit.
Are they taking you out to the detainee facility?
Yep. That's Sunday.
That shit's scary as hell.
It's only like 20 people there now. So it probably ain't not there.
It's 20 niggas that want out. They want it. Let us out. Give us free.
Oh, and then July 21st, 22nd, I'm with Barbara Carlisle. August third.
No, Barbara Carlisle is a Virgo.
I know. That's how we connected on our Virgo stuff.
Yeah, she's a good lady too. Mm-hmm. Rodney Perry. Rodney Perry. She took me.
But yeah, and then I'll be with Coco Brown after that, the week after that.
Coco Brown. We are always working, man. Looks like the Hood Book Play is coming to a city near you. I got a call this week that we might be actually going on tour. So it'll be this fall. So I'm telling that nigga, y'all need to pull the trigger on this shit. You know, cause I gotta not take gigs for eight weeks.
Mm.
So y'all need to know. I need to know exactly what this is. So I'm looking forward to that. We should be finding out this week what's going to happen. Memphis, this weekend, I will see you. Memphis, Tennessee, Rodney Perry will be in the building at Chuckles Comedy Club all weekend. Going to be crazy. Other than that, man, thank you. Ladies and friends, Cosmin Heifers, I love you. That's all I can say. I was wrong. Well, I'm laughing, though.
Because you're silly.
Fucking idiot. All right. That's our show for today. Roddy Perry. You tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. Let's get up out of here, ladies. Great show today. Thank you, guys. Roddy Perry. Get ready for America's number one funny man. What?